When the train stopped at Naihati Station at 11 p.m., a passenger dressed in English attire got off. Avoiding the crowd, he went toward the waiting room. Standing there, he gazed at the sights and beauty of the station. It seemed that he had not seen such a place or a station or a crowd ever before. That is why he was looking around him with eyes full of wonder. Trains had to be changed here, if one wanted to go to Calcutta via Hooghly. There was time yet for the arrival of the train that would go to the various river ferries on the Hooghly. In the meantime, the passenger in question went down to the other end of the station. Some stationary trains stood there in a row. He began to pace up and down in the small patch of darkness created by the shadow of the trains. The row of trees nearby, the field of grass, all seemed to be bathed in this early autumn moonlight. But our traveler did not notice any of this. He was around 18 or 19. His face was pale, deeply melancholy, but etched with tenderness. It seemed as if his heart would break. Although he was pacing, his feet barely seemed to move. He was immersed in a deep sea of thought. Meanwhile, the train arrived and departed. Gradually, the lamps went off in ones and twos. He remained oblivious to it all. After a while, as though awakening from a dream, he went over to a station official and asked, "How long before the train leaves?" He learned that the train had left a long time ago. Moreover, there would be no other train going that night to the river ferries from which one could take a boat to Calcutta. The news struck him like a thunderbolt. He felt the world closing in on him and silently moved away. He had been planning to go to Calcutta but could not. He would have to spend the night there. He was thinking, "Then what do I do? Where do I go? What should I do in Calcutta? Whom do I know there, after all? Whom can I go to, and what should I say?" One might ask, why go from Hooghly to Calcutta? It is possible to go directly from Naihati to Calcutta. Certainly there must be a reason. This young man was in some kind of danger, so he had disguised himself. Since he was escaping from danger in disguise, why would he go by the direct route? The enemy was following him. It might even be that the enemy was going with him to Calcutta. That was why he was waiting here, hoping to go to Hooghly. Our traveler looked all around him with aching heart and wistful gaze. The pleasant early autumn skies, the sparkling garlands of stars, the soothingly beautiful creepers, none of these showed him any sympathy. Rather, the moon seemed to be mocking him because he had missed the train. He looked at the moon listlessly and seemed to say, "Cruel, heartless moon, perched in the distant sky, what are you watching? The sins and jealousies of the world? You see me and want to laugh at me? Your heart must be very hard. If seeing my sorrow, tears do not come to your eyes, and you only laugh. Why can I not laugh? He who made me also made you. While you smile divinely always, why do I languish in tears? The sorrows and fears of the world are not your companions. Sin and penance do not touch you. Why then do they make me cry? You go everywhere. Do you face obstacles anywhere? Does anyone say to you, 'This is our room. Do not come here, stranger'? In the land of the blue sky, you float at will, as if the endless sky is your home. Why then can I not find a refuge?